This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, our buddy Josh Booty joins us, former LSU quarterback. And oh yeah, by the way, he was also pretty decent in baseball, where he's good enough to also make the major leagues. I mean, this guy, like, I still don't understand how he could be that good at two things. I don't get it. I don't know. I mean, how is that humanly possible?
Because he's the man.
Well, he is, but he's no Joe Burrow. Oh, Josh Booty's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. What up, man? How you been, Josh?
I'm doing good, man. I was gonna say you're giving me too much props, but then you break me down like that.
Hey, man, we got to keep you even keel, buddy. We can't let those britches get too big.
I love it.
Oh man, what? I mean, let me ask you: is there more? You are intimately familiar with the thought process and the energies of the entire LSU fan base. Is there more angst today, or let's go and kick their ass? Do you actually believe LSU fans believe that they're going to win this game?
I think they you know, for the first time in the past few seasons, they feel like they got a really good chance. I know kind of that's the word on the streets is, you know, they can't wait. They're anxious. They wish the game was today. A lot of the fans are already, you know, getting into town. I'm at the Country Club of Birmingham today, and they wanted me to give them the shout out. But there's tons of fans are here. They're excited. I mean, I think that, you know, there's just a different energy this year because we're moving the football up and down the field offensively, and we feel like we can score points. We've scored 10 points in the last three matchups combined versus Saban in Alabama the last 3 years. So it's been nothing for us offensively. So I think that's the real energy comes from, you know, our offense and what we're doing. And like you mentioned, Joe Burrow, he's having an unbelievable year. So that's where the energy's coming from.
Yeah, you talk about the energy. What will LSU travel like? Like, will it be full of LSU fans or a little? Like, what's this going to look like?
Well, you know, Alabama's such an awesome place, and their fan base is just super incredible. I mean, they're not giving up their tickets to us. I can promise you that. We'll be there. We'll have a lot of fans that'll be outside the stadium. Of course, it's game day. You know, there'll probably be 100,000 inside and 100,000 outside just because the people get into this atmosphere, no matter if they've got a ticket or not. People come to the tailgating and the festivities. And so it was like that 2 weeks ago when Florida or Auburn came to LSU. I mean, there's so many people that don't have tickets that just want to come down and be around it and party, man. It's a festival. You guys know how it is in the South, and this is one of the biggest games in quite some time. I don't think one has played two, and I know it didn't come out 1-2 in the playoff poll, but we were 1-2 in the AP and the coaches poll last week, and you know this hadn't happened in, I think, since 2011 when LSU played Bama here in Tuscaloosa, you know, here in Alabama that year. So it's been a while since one's played two in a regular season game.
Yeah, no, and you're right, Josh. And to further that, it's actually the first time that it's one versus one because LSU is one in the AP poll, but they're two in the coaches poll, with Alabama is one in the coaches poll. So one and one and one in the other. It's the first time that this has happened. Now, talk about the pressure of this situation. Obviously, the pressure comes from playing on the field, but the pressure of this type of game, this type of stakes that are obviously to bore here. You know, how does LSU and Joe Burrow, who haven't been in this type of situation before, how do they handle this?
Well, you know, I like that, you know, Burrow's, of course, fifth-year senior. We've got a ton of experience. Our tailback, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, is doing a wonderful job for us and doesn't get the notoriety that Burrow is getting because Burrow's having such an unbelievable year statistically. But you know, he's an upperclassman. We've got four guys on the offensive line out of the five that came back that were starters last year, a year ago. We've got three or four receivers that were starters last year. So our whole offense, man, has got super, you know, a lot of experience, a lot of games under their belt. Of course, they played Alabama last year and took it on the chin, but, you know, they've beaten Georgia in the last 2 years. They've beaten Florida. They've beaten Auburn. So, I mean, these guys have gained some confidence. We got a bunch of athletes on our side of the you know, on our side of the field and our locker room as well. And I know everybody knows Alabama's always stacked, but man, we've got an upper class laden team, and I think this is the year, and that's part of the excitement too. Is this is the year that we could potentially knock Bama off. Not many people go to Bama and win. You know, Cam Newton did it, and he won a Heisman in a national championship. Johnny Manziel did it and won a Heisman. And if Burrow can do it tomorrow, I mean, I think the Heisman might be his. So this is that kind of game. It's just such a marquee matchup.
It's the best. It's the game of the year by far. And, of course, we have it on CBS, 3:30 Eastern. Teak is flying down to Tuscaloosa tonight. Pardon me. He's doing the game for Compass Media. We're talking to our good buddy Josh Booty. Check out his podcast, Believe in LSU Football with Booty and Barbeau. Listen, Josh, we know that in the recruiting trail, Alabama and LSU, they're chasing the same players for the most part. We all know that. Mm-hmm. But what would an LSU win do, if anything, in terms of tilting the needle, perhaps even ever so slightly back toward the Tigers? Would it have any sort of resonation, or on the recruiting trail, it wouldn't have much of an impact?
Oh, and I think it has tons of impact. You know, this is such a marquee game. There'll be those recruits that come to LSU and have been at the Florida game or the Auburn game. You know, you bring 100 players in when you have your big home games. You get them circled, and you kind of work around those as you're recruiting these top guys. So those same top guys are going to be on the sideline pregame for this game in Alabama, those five stars, those four stars that are star players in the South. So, I mean, this game's huge. If LSU can go on the road and win this, I mean, I think it's just another momentum builder for the program to try to get to where they, you know, beat or play with Alabama every year. I mean, Alabama's been owning, this series. They've won 8 in a row. Saban's so hard to beat. Give an extra week, which always happens before this matchup. There's always a bye week for both schools, but Saban's been able to out-coach us. I think this year with that addition of Joe Brady, we talked about Joe on the last time I was on the show with you guys, but he's done an incredible job implementing this spread, and I think that's what the recruits are enjoying as well. I mean, we're getting guys fired up to commit early that were receivers and quarterbacks, you know, in their junior, sophomore. We had a sophomore, potential five-star guy, commit last week to us. Up Shreveport where I grew up, that's a sophomore receiver, that's 6'3", he's 190 pounds, he's a superstar guy, he'll be a five-star guy, but they can't wait to get to LSU, and they're already committing that early. So stuff like this going on and good things happening and this passing game starting to show up, it's a fun brand of football, and everybody's getting into it. So this is a huge recruiting deal down here and down south, and Saban has been always able to get guys from Louisiana. He's got guys on his roster right now from Louisiana, and Orgeron's tired of that.
Yeah, no, you chronicle that well. Josh, let me throw this by you. You know in sport, and Tiki certainly knows this as well, that success is obviously fleeting, but it's also cyclical. And we all know that you played baseball in the bigs, and there's times when you feel so good at the plate, you know, you run up there, and it feels like everything's letter high, fastball, bang, you're on it. And there's times when you step in that box, and before that spike hits the dirt, you feel like it's 0-2, and everything's going to be a slider or change up on the black, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that confidence is fleeting, and when it's there, boy, it's a weapon. When it goes, it's a detriment. Do you believe that if LSU falls behind early, somewhat large, that their confidence will be shaken, knowing the recent history in this rivalry where they won't be able to come back? It will spook them.
Well, I think this is the first chance that we've got offensively to have a chance to play from behind, and that's been a real issue for us, and issues for a lot of teams. If you don't have balance or you can't throw the ball and move the chains and make good decisions up and down the field when you're behind, it's like, you have to really be a professional at that point. You know what I'm saying? You've got to understand how much time you got left on the clock. You got to understand, you know, no huddle, 2-minute drill a lot of times when you're trying to catch up, and you have to throw the football. So a lot of teams will pin their ears back and they come after you, and it's how do you deal with that? You know, and I think we've got a team now that can deal with, you know, the pressure because of our guys up front. And I think Alabama's defense isn't as good as they've been in the past. So that gives us a little bit of some breathing room, obviously, in the pass game. And I think if we do get behind, we can still score with the athletes we got. So we got to keep making those good decisions, keep completing balls, let the playmakers do their thing after they catch it, and don't get flustered. That crowd noise, it could be deafening you know, because Alabama wants this thing really bad, and they always have a great crowd. So the roar of the crowd and big momentum could play a big part of it, but you just don't want to get in a bunch of third and long situations down, you know, 14, 21 points, because then it becomes almost insurmountable on the road in the SEC.
Yeah, things change fast when that happens. There's no doubt. We're talking to our buddy Josh Booty, former LSU quarterback, the game of the year, Saturday, tomorrow, 3:30 Eastern on CBS, and Josh's podcast, of course, Believe in LSU Football with Booty and his buddy Barbeau, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Now, Josh, before we let you go here, there's going to be an X factor. We know how this works. It's always one. I know you've been talking about this with all your LSU fans, and I'm sure some Alabama fans are even chiming in. What do you think it's going to be?
I think these teams are mirror images, to be honest with you. I mean, I think Tua can move a little better than Burrow, but he's banged up with the ankle, so that's yet to be determined. So, you know, both teams got great receivers. Both teams got good offensive lines. I think both teams have good tailbacks. I mean, Najee Harris is an animal, and Clyde Edwards is a he'll play on Sundays too. I mean, I saw a deal where there's seven first rounders. They predict seven first rounders on LSU's team from this year, and seven from Alabama, that are playing in this game. So, I mean, there's just so much talent. So I don't know if there's one single thing. I think Tua needs to be at 90 to 100%, and he might be the key to the game, and he's the big name in the game. But, because of the high ankle sprain and him having the surgery, you know, is he going to play at 70, 80, 90, 100%? Where is he going to be? If he's at 100, we're going to have a tough road. If he's at 70 or 80, I like our chances. And I think so. I think two is the key to this game.
This game is going to be phenomenal. Josh, great catching up, man. Again, the podcast is awesome. 3:30 tomorrow Eastern, CBS. Believe, B-L-E-A-V, in LSU Football with Booty and Barbeau. Hang in there, buddy. Don't drink too many beers during the game. You know, don't let those nerves get to you.
I appreciate it, guys. I mean, I love joining you guys. Y'all have a good rest of the day. And Tiki, give me a shout when you're down here, brother.
I definitely will.
There you go.
Thanks.
Appreciate
right,
you, Josh.
Man. Josh Booty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.